From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, more than 2 million Iraqis are displaced inside their own country. We'll look at where and how they live.
First, more trouble for the American dollar today and concern about worse to come, maybe much worse. The dollar is down against the euro, the Canadian dollar, the Australian dollar, and the Japanese yen. This began overnight with a published remark from a Chinese official. He said his country may move some of its huge cash reserves out of dollars and into euros. One official, one remark, and the euro hit new highs against the dollar. It was more than $1.47 for a while. Here with us is Robert Flint. He's former China bureau chief with the Wall Street Journal, where he's now news editor. Robert Flint, who is this Chinese official, and what was it he said exactly?
He's the vice chairman of the legislative body in China. And he is a rather colorful politician there. There are no loose cannons in China, but he's the closest thing that you can come to it. However, he does not have a direct role in monetary or currency policy.
His name is Chang Siwei.
Chang Siwei, yes.
Chang Siwei, thank you. Well, tell me, how is it that this remark of his set off such a flurry of trading then?
Well, for one thing, until the State Council, which is the highest executive body and directly controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, until they finally issue some statement, it's not really, you know, of great impact to what other officials would say. It's not over in China until the State Council sings, so to say. And the other thing is markets are just exceptionally nervous, and any kind of statement that they don't really understand or it has big implications for them, because investors are so unsure, they'll react with a little bit of panic. And there was a lot of dollar selling overnight.
Well, when you saw this, did you think maybe it's a trial balloon? Maybe China's...
I certainly think that that's a possibility. China has done that many times in the past, that middle-ranking or lower-ranking official has floated a trial balloon to see what the reaction would be to that kind of statement, because then the higher-ranking officials can always come out and say, no, that was not what was really meant, or no, that's not official policy. In fact, there was a Chinese official, Li Dongrong, who's vice director of the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, who later clarified that China's currency policy on its foreign exchange reserves has not changed. And it was also that Chen Siwei backtracked a little bit on what he said and said he wasn't implying that they should buy more euros either.
Do you know, is there a dollar figure for the reserves that they hold?
$1.3 trillion.
A lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yes.
What if China did indeed decide, you know, the euro's going just great against the dollar and it just makes financial sense for us to do this?
Central banks aren't hedge funds. They want to keep their reserves stable. They preserve wealth rather than trying to increase it very much. Now, they have shifted into a special fund some of those reserves, which will be invested in a different way to give a greater rate of return and perhaps account for the dollar's depreciation. But if they were to try and sell off some of the existing reserves, rather than just when they accumulate new reserves, add to them with the euro or other currencies, then that would hurt the reserves that they already hold.
What you say seems to make a lot of sense, but still, the markets went crazy.
There's knee-jerk reactions to news, especially when people don't understand exactly what's happening. They'll sell first and think about it later. The dollar has, in North American trading, made a bit of a comeback, but it's still way down on the day.
Robert Flint, news editor for The Wall Street Journal. Robert, thank you.
Bye-bye.